This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One place we're almost certainly going to be seeing more AI, search engines. Google unveiled a test of its new AI-integrated search engine last year. Before we get to that part of search, though, a digression, if we might, into search engine optimization, SEO, which, as Mia Sato wrote in The Verge the other day, is and has changed how the internet looks and works. Mia, thanks for coming on.
Thank you so much. Excited to be here.
SEO is not new, but it is still somehow mysterious, which we're going to talk about a little bit. Give us the layperson's sort of what SEO is definition, would you?
Sure. When we search something, there are millions, billions of results, and Google, if we're talking about Google, has to sort them somehow. In order to do that, it reads all different kinds of things on the web page, the words on the web page, the photos there, to try to figure out what is on that page. And is it relevant to this thing that we are searching for? So SEO is the practice of trying to optimize your content for search engines. Usually the goal is to, you know, be one of those first results.
We should say here, we are talking about Google, right? I mean, they control like 90-something% of the search market.
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. So the gist of this piece is that SEO and the way it now has monopolized, and I use that word advisedly, how we design for the web is changing the internet itself, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's something that's been happening for a really long time. The web is at, it's at a precipice of change. Google has said that AI will be part of the search experience. And now we're looking back at what the last 25 years of Google dominance has brought us when everyone is making stuff to try to game Google results.
And the point actually is that so much of what's out there looks alike because we have now fallen into this, air quotes here, templatization that Google sort of forces people into.
Yeah, you might not realize that this is like a Google thing, an SEO thing, but you will know what we're talking about. One example is if you've ever Googled like how to change a tire, you click on an article and there are like five different sections. They each have a little subhead on top that says, what is a tire? Why do I need to change a tire? You know, all of these things, they're questions that you might be searching for on Google in the first place is to try to get Google to notice the page.
All right. So look, this is a little existential, I suppose, but you're the expert in this conversation. What does all that mean that we're doing all this for Google and we're adjusting our behavior on this enormous part of all of our lives?
One thing I've been thinking about a lot as I was working on this story is what happens to human creativity when there's one company that is pretty much dictating how we find things on the internet. In the piece, I talked to humans who are trying to create work for the internet. They're writing travel guides. They're writing, you know, recipe blogs. And there is this tension between what we all want to do on the internet and what makes sense to, because if Google cannot see our work, there's really no point in making it. So what really cool stuff is being made that we will never see because it's not findable in the SEO-y way that Google wants it?
Yeah, no, totally. This is a little bit false romanticism, but it does kind of take the serendipity and charm out of things a little bit, right?
When you flip through a million websites that all look the same, paragraph length is the same. This is a really weird thing as a writer was like SEO experts.
Paragraph lengths are the same? That's crazy.
Yeah, some SEO experts recommend paragraphs be no longer than like, I don't know, six sentences, or that sentences not be longer than like a certain number of words.
It's like I'm in AP Lit back in high school and I had to write the formulaic essay for my team. Wow. Holy cow.
Yeah. I did a test for this piece where I put a previous story that I had written through one of these SEO writing graders, and my robot grader did not like my prose. It failed me.
So the SEO writer has failed SEO. That's what I hear you saying, right?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, exactly. I don't think I have a future there.
Yeah, well, fair. So let me ask you to crystal ball this thing. And as you mentioned a minute ago, Google now moving to AI and AI becoming a bigger part of our lives and experiences, especially online. What does SEO look like in an AI world?
Oh my gosh. Well, that's the million dollar question. Yeah. Right now, if you've played around with Google's search generative experience, what's interesting to me is that the AI bot, that comes before any other links. If that stays there, why would anyone scroll down?
Right.
Some SEO folks have tried to think about, okay, well, how can we, again, optimize our content now for this new thing? If that is the way we go down that path, we will just see these same problems in a few years.
Right.
This goal of outsmarting the robot is, it's a fool's errand, I think.
It's a little bit of folly. Mia Sato at The Verge writing about SEO and AI a little bit right there at the end. Mia, thanks a bunch. I appreciate your time.
Thank you so much. This was so fun.